1159 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Welcome back. We are live, February 8th, 2018. Future Dan, this is episode 12. Let's get to it.
We made it to episode 12, and maybe the stock market can make it to episode 13. Who knows?
We definitely saw a very shaky performance since our last week's show. What is that? Two? I think we went down 666 last Friday. Then we had a quadruple digit crash on Monday and another quadruple digit crash. And so it is only like 4 or 5%. So it's not like 15, 20%. But that's looking pretty ugly there.
Two 1,000-point drops in 1 week has to have set some kind of record. But in perspective, that Monday drop of 1175 was top 25 in the last 55 years. So it happens.
Okay.
But
on a percentage basis,
if it keeps happening this week, where does it end up?
Well, yeah, and I definitely talked about this on my show. I have two shows on Thursday, Breaking the Banksters and, of course, Patriot Power Hour. And Breaking the Banksters, I went the whole show, had just unlimited amount of news of crypto, which we'll get into soon, stock market, interest rates, et cetera. When I was talking about what's going on with the stock market, I was like, well, you got to remember, since Trump and even before then, the stock market's been on a tear. So even though it's down 10, 11, 12% from its all-time high just a few weeks ago, so hey, 10% loss that quick, the sting, it's still up very, very, in my opinion, overvalued at this point.
You know, you sound a lot like Bloomberg Radio, which I was listening to a few minutes ago before the show started, and they were saying, everything's fine. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Everything is okay. Now, I totally failed to do my homework, and I didn't get the clip uploaded. But tell the audience about a little Google Home message you had or whatever.
Yeah, maybe we can load that up and play it in the future. But on the Tuesday, after the first major drop, the Google Home in Future Dan's house was happy to report that the stock market is fairly stable. And if you'd asked it directly what kind of point loss had been suffered the previous day, it said it was sorry, it couldn't help you with that.
What, really? That's crazy. Have you tried to request the points before? I'm wondering. I don't know, man. That's a little creepy, but who knows?
No, it wouldn't do it. But it was saying that the market's on a downward trend, but relatively stable. I don't know what it's saying today, but
don't worry, it's okay.
Don't sell Google stock, maybe.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Jeez. So, I mean, they're one of the maybe potentially most overvalued. Before we get too much deeper into the economic news, which we're going to cover, get into the geopolitical news, maybe some of the latest on the FBI as well. Lots of other different articles. We're going to go to futuredanger.com in the second segment. Check out what's going on the heat map. But first and foremost, I want to give out the phone number for those of you listening live. Remember, Patriot Power Hour is a live show every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're live. However, you know, it's known the great majority of people listen to podcasts or archives. But if you are listening live right now, call in 619-789-6804. One more time, 619-789-6804. That number stays the same every week. So if you're listening on podcast right now, for example, we want to call in next week or next month, same number, call in. By the way, we're giving away some more Bitcoin and or silver. So last couple of weeks, we've been giving it away, doing it again. If we get some callers today, 619-789-6804. Let's see what we can get. Let's go fishing. What do you think?
A little bit of silver, a little bit of Bitcoin, your choice. Got to have good, solid question or comment when you call.
Yes, sir. We gave some to, we deemed him Doorman Jesse. And he called in a couple weeks ago, giving us a couple of, he works in New York City, in the city. Says he's Wall Street bankers. He's a doorman in the ritzy areas. Hear the talk. He asked them about Bitcoin, actually. They said it was a scam from what I remember. What exactly? Do you remember exactly what he said about it?
He was none too sure about it, but in the 7 days since episode 11 to the start of episode 12 of Patriot Power Hour, I believe, Ben, it actually rose $66. So it was HODL, hold. Hold on for dear life in crypto this week.
Yeah, oh, we had some serious collapses and a slight bounce back, and I can't believe it's actually up. That's crazy. I mean, you got to look at it in kind of the medium or long term, because Bitcoin's been given a real bad rap the last month because it's been shedding value quite quickly. But it is also up, by the way, still 800% or thereabouts in the last 12 months. So even though it used to be up 1,600%, now it's only up 800%. Whooping butt. But hey, that's crazy. Up. So, you know, regardless, this giveaway, last chance here, or not last chance, but last little comment on it, like Future Dan alluded to. Call in, give some comments, questions, whatever you'd like. And then the big question, do you want silver or you want Bitcoin? And I realized, during my show on Breaking the Banksters, where I'm also giving away some of this stuff. It's not just Bitcoin I'm giving away. It's just crypto in general. So if you think Bitcoin Cash is superior, Ethereum, Litecoin, or good old Bitcoin, those four options, if you want to actually get on air and discuss that as well, we can make it happen. So there's a contest for you. And if you want some silver, I'll be sending it straight to your address, fully insured silver dollars. So nice 1 ounce silver. They got a nice ring to them, Future Dan. If you don't have some, I suggest get them. They're very, very beautiful.
Yeah, that's a nice pickup. And we're waiting for a caller to call in and claim it. Just make sure we have a way to, you know, get your email or your phone number. Don't tell us on the line. We'll give you an email address. You reach us and we'll get it shipped.
Yep, definitely. And by the way, since again, pretty much 95% of listeners by the analytics are podcast or archive listeners or even YouTube, et cetera. Well, guess what? We're still giving you an opportunity as well, because it's a surprise. I didn't even tell Future Dan. I'm also going to have a giveaway for a write-in contest. So whoever writes in, of course, if you're listening live, you can write in as well. But anyone who reaches out to us through Twitter, Facebook, Gab, whatever way you can reach out to us, on the internet, written form. I guess you could send a postcard to us too, but it might be delayed. You probably won't win the contest. Also, same thing. So that is also out there. If you're not able to call in live on Thursday nights, it gives you an opportunity to win that way too. So wanted to put that out there. Wanted to put it out there. We want the listeners to get something here.
So Ben, do we have time to explain risk parity in segment one?
We got like 3 minutes left, so I don't know exactly what you want to get into, but we can attempt to.
Tell us what the Treasury yields, in other words, the rate of the interest rate that runs on U.S. government debt has to do with the what is now a correction in equities. Why does that happen?
Oh, man. So I think there's several reasons why. And I don't know if anyone fully understands this stuff, especially in this current situation with record low interest rates. But I'll put my best understanding into a couple minutes if I can do so. One big issue is that when interest rates are going up, people and corporations, and yes, even government, have to spend more of their income or cash flow, et cetera, to service debt they have. So if interest rates even just go up 1% and you have, you know, $1 million in debt, how much is that? 1%. I better get that. I got a master's in finance. $10,000, right? So if just going up 1%, if you have $1 million in debt and it goes up 1%, it's an extra $10,000 that you have to pay every year just on that debt. And so if we're seeing on the aggregate across corporate, government, personal, there's trillions upon trillions upon tens, if not worldwide, hundreds of trillions, if not more, of debt. But just here in America, tens upon tens, not just the 20 trillion national debt, but tens of trillions worth of auto loans, student loans, corporate bonds, junk bonds. So just a tiny little smidgen of an increase can really drag down revenues. And everybody knows revenues are highly correlated with stock prices. So that's one explanation. There's a few others, though. It gets kind of complicated, too. And it's kind of an opinion. It's what school of economics or belief are you as well? So does that help at all?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, the conventional way of looking at it is if your rate of return, if you're one of these big-time Wall Street traders, is going to be better by moving – getting out of stocks and getting into, the treasuries market, it just steals money away from that, what was probably a highly overvalued bubble. But when you have the outgoing Federal Reserve chairwoman on her last interview, basically call the bubble and say everything's overvalued, you kind of wonder, is this a market or is this a racket?
Yeah, it hasn't been a market for quite some time. So I guess in that question matrix, it's a racket and has been for a while. That is true. Actually, good old Janet Yellen out the door. Jerome Powell, he's confirmed earlier, a while ago, but he's sworn in. He's the active chair, whatever they do, for tonight, the new Fed. So he is the new boss, same as the old boss, right?
Yeah, but I think it's still the Yellen bubble.
Oh, yeah. It's a Bernanke. It's the Greenspan bubble. Heck, it's the Paul Volcker bubble. No, I don't know. It goes way back. It goes to 1913 and before. So, all right. Future Dan, we'll be back. Listeners, we'll be back. Stick with us, and we'll get you some more updates on what's going on around the world.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, If this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
We are back live here, Patriot Power Hour, 12th episode. Getting a good roll going on here. All right, so start of the second segment. I'm going to focus on the heat map at FutureDanger.com. If you haven't checked that out yet, that's kind of the staple or the backbone of the Patriot Power Hour in our news sourcing, FutureDanger.com. Similar to Drudge, a lot more interactive, a lot more information at your fingertips, and the archive system's awesome. FutureDanger.com, check it out. Start in the leftmost column, unreasonable search and seizure normalized. This is red alert. This is beyond red alert. This is black with red text. That's how Future Dan and the team at FutureDanger.com categorize this. You don't see that very often, so they're not messing around. The FISA court creates an irresistible temptation for political abuse. Andrew Napolitano calls out FISA court charade. We did talk a lot about, well, we didn't talk too much about FISA court, but we definitely talked to IRS and similar related issues in the last couple shows, so check out the archives if you want to hear more of our take on that. Judicial system direly distrusted, also related to the dirty dossier and all the stuff, the text, missing text, etc., FBI scandal. Again, go back to last week's episode or 2 weeks ago. Get some good explanation of what was going on with all that memo day and all that. Seems so long ago, but it was only a week ago. Warrant issued by false oath. More information. Future danger. We'll go to the next column, though, in the interest of some fresh news. Not necessarily new, but the indicator war with China starts. New Chinese naval gun has rocked the world. First electromagnetic gun. Rail gun. Remember those from all the games I played as a child? You know, Mech Warrior, all these different games. You always have the rail gun, electromagnetic. Well, they got it now. Seems like they got hypersonic missiles and all types of weapons. Who knows what kind of satellite weapons they got, for example. New photos show Chinese are almost finished transforming 7 Filipino reefs to island fortresses. Oh man. Well, only thing you can say is fortresses, island fortresses in particular, you know, they're kind of easy targets. So what can you say? But they're still building up there in the South China Sea in particular. At the least, you can say they're not spread across the entire world like most of American forces, unfortunately. So if they just have a tiny little area they gotta hold on to, and that's what they're looking to do. Of course, their expanded influence economically, politically, culturally across the world. So that's what the way they're going to try to conquer it. NWO is going to help them, of course. But we'll continue on here on the heat map. Korean War restarts. 300,000 strong Chinese ground force moves closer to North Korean border. We got 300,000. I'm sure they got way more equipment and other special resources to the border. Maybe it's to keep North Korean refugees in North Korea. Maybe it's to keep Americans from breaking into China after invading North Korea. Who knows if it's going to be that extreme, but obviously mobilizing and preparing is another potential indicator to check out on Future Danger. Chemical weapons employed, red alert. Haven't seen this indicator for quite some time, so when it comes up, red alert, this is a big one. Chem war, 24 hours in Syria. We had chlorine attack, rebel held a town. This is something that I saw in the news, but only because I look at the news all the time. Did not see it published too often, except for the fact, you know, some way that some propaganda could be used out of it, of course. But, you know, we don't want to see that in the Middle East, especially not a red alert like that. Third column, this economic column, we'll save that best for last because we're going to get into that a lot more the rest of the show. It's kind of a big news du jour. For the fourth column, nature. Monstrous volcano erupts. We've really seen a lot of volcanic and earthquake activity over the last 6 months, it seems to me. Go to futuredanger.com. You can go see how often the different indicators have popped off. I feel as if different tsunami warnings, maybe not massive tsunamis, but certainly earthquakes, and different things have been rumbling quite a lot. Been a little quiet, though, West Coast America. I got a feeling a big one might be coming. Knock on wood. I don't want it to, but it is coming eventually. Flu deaths menacingly mount. Nationwide flu outbreak shows no sign of easing up as more deaths are reported. Influenza-related deaths reach 100 in Kentucky. A lot. And this is unfortunately a well-known secret, quote-unquote, many, many, many elderly who die at this time from flu complications will not be counted in the metrics. So, you know, there's many, many folks that died an early death. Hey, maybe they died when they're 75 or 80, but they could have lived till 90 because of this flu, but it's not really counted. It's called natural causes a lot of times. So could be worse. Knock on wood, I haven't gotten sick. I eat my vegetables, take my vitamins, but hey, this flu is really nasty for people, it sounds like. Well, let's see. Enormous earthquakes, mice. Yeah, there's another one just from this week. 6.1 mag in Taiwan. There was some damage. I think even a building collapsed there. So, not good. Let's go to the third column. Finish it off with the future danger read for the day. Fear gauge rises. The VIX jumps above 50. Highest level since August 2015. And the VIX, the long story short for the layman, is volatility index, and it's just known as the fear gauge, and that's why this is a perfect category for indicator for it. Future Dan put together. It spiked from pretty much record lows the last few years, while the Dow and other markets just continue to march up. But just this past week, just since last week's show, we've had the VIX just run out of control, and we've seen some particular levered funds, meaning some different ways and instruments that the banks sell to people to lever up, you know, put some leverage into volatility. When volatility is low, make a boatload of cash. When it spikes like this, you could lose 70, 80, 90%. So we've seen funds collapse, lose 80, 90%, or even totally dissolve. And of course, now we're seeing quadruple digit drops in the Dow. Again, though, it's 4.5% each time. We've seen a few of them so far. So I'm going to get Future Dan on here, see exactly what he wants to talk about. Everything I just saw on the heat map there, what do you really want to talk about?
Well, those moves in the VIX, the volatility index, the measurement of investor fear, to go from so complacent for so long, just out of the blue skyrocket to 50 when it was holding below 10 for many, many months is really phenomenal. And, you know, I can't help but think that, you know, there's others that are saying it, that, you know, this is a move by Wall Street, by all the forces and powers that be that were, you know, stand against this president, you know, fundamentally. They just, you know, they're aligned ideologically against what he stands for, just exercising that kind of massive power that they have. When when the Federal Reserve chair, calls a bubble, and then we get 2 1,000-point drops and the VIX spiking like this, it makes you wonder, how manipulated are these things? How manipulatable is the market? On the other side, you got a lot of people, retail investors that are probably watching this, ready to, look for where it could bottom out and benefit from, a nice 10 to 15%, correction. But, it's that old saying, do you want to catch a falling knife?
Yeah, that's a good one. And I was thinking that, and I was also thinking the other commonly used one, picking up pennies in front of a steamroller. So those are the two well-known, at least in the financial circles, financial nerds. You can definitely buy the dip. Every time you've been buying the dip the last 10 years, you profited a lot. So who are we to say this is different? However, I think you said one important factor, the president in charge is a little different. But I also think that they know that they need a distraction, that things are starting to fall apart for them. They need something where they can, make an excuse to come in and swoop in as the saviors, or at least with more control and laws that they write, though, of course, that they control the government. That's the issue, is the combination of government and these mega banks, mega corporations, and it's incestuous, and that's the real problem.
It certainly steals the thunder from any of the blowback and fallout that would otherwise be talked about concerning the FBI, the FISA court, the surveillance by the previous president of his political, the nominee of his opponent's party for his successorship, unleashing the FBI on them. It's a major constitutional scandal. Yet we're not talking about it on Patriot Power Hour because the Dow's getting very wobbly. So, could these things be manipulated in time? Probably they are. And a lot of people's pensions could get really hurt. A lot of 401ks could get really hammered. It could be tens of thousands of people who won't be retiring in 2018 or 2019, and they're going to keep on working late into their, their productive years because of this major slash. We're seeing a historical week economically. And while we're talking about it this very evening, Ben, the Senate is debating whether the government's going to shut down again. So, looming on the horizon is always that debt ceiling, the shutdown of the government, the unfunding of the government. These are not normal times.
No, definitely not. And that's a great point. Look at the medium picture, but at times look at the big picture as well. And it's not just one article or one particular issue, but look how much debt everybody's in. The government, the can kicking down the road of that they're doing with the shutdowns and these little temporary deals. Think about, I just saw an article today, the combination of auto loans, student loans, and the credit card debt. All three of them are at all-time highs as of the end of 2017. And combined, those three have just exploded by a factor of like four in the past decade. Just unbelievable growth in those in the credit card, student loan, and auto loan markets. You got to remember, though, all that debt and then all the interest rates start to creep up a little bit, we could be in some big trouble. There's a reason they did quantitative easing and massive amounts of stimulus. But hey, Trump's the tax cuts, as you talk about a lot, that could help extend things or at least fight the good fight for a little while. But I don't know how much longer it's going to take, especially if they keep trying to raise rates.
Yeah, on the same day you're getting a 1,000-point drop in the Dow, you're getting news of record low unemployment claims. So, the billions of dollars that were offshore that couldn't be repatriated that finally are coming back is coming back. We're having two phenomena happen at the same time. It's like shoveling, more coal into a locomotive that's screaming down a track that, a good share of us think has you know, some gaps in that track down the road and things are going to go off. But nevertheless, that economy, we could be growing at 4% and still seeing something like this happen. The great unwinding of quantitative easing, the rolling off of those mortgage-backed securities. Let's go to that next topic.
We have separation.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Back, Patriot Power Hour. Your humble host, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran here with my buddy, Future Dan. Future Dan, got to give out the contest and phone number one more time. Make sure listeners out there got that ready to go. Phone number 619-789-6804. One more time, 619-789-6804. Even if you're listening on archive next week, a month from now, whatever, if it's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern to 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be going. Sometimes we go an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. Probably call sooner rather than later. But that's the number. We'll be here and look forward to taking your calls.
Yeah, Ben. We'd love to have a call and get into some of this and call us out for our analysis, make us challenge us, make us think. And on note, an issue I wanted to raise with you is the great unwinding, they call it. We got to get – the Federal Reserve has to get these mortgage-backed securities that they bought up, the Fannie and the Freddie, all that trash CDOs that they just sucked onto their balance sheets way back when at the great financial crisis about 10 years ago now. They've begun to roll it off, and what that means is when these things come due, sometimes they buy them back and just keep them on their balance sheet, which they did for many years. Now they're starting to you know, sell them off, get rid of them, get them off their balance sheet. Why are they doing that right now, and what does that mean for the credit markets and overall?
Right. So I think one way to look at this is when people talk about the Fed and the way it works or functions, there's kind of two basic ways that we're talking about here. There's interest rate. And as a lot of people know, the Fed's interest rate was 0%, or essentially 0%, for quite some time. And that was quite abnormal. They've increased the interest rate 1.25%, or 125 basis points, in the last couple of years. So they slightly raised interest rates, not by much. So that's one discussion. And we could talk about, I could talk about that all day. But the other discussion is their balance sheet. And the balance sheet is related to the interest rates, but, you know, kind of from a more simplistic, high-level way to look at it, in my opinion, at least, what do I know? the balance sheet is sort of can be seen as a separate issue insofar as how many or what's the value of assets on the balance sheet. And as you noted, the Fed increases balance sheet massively. Now, these are ballpark figures, but before the financial crisis, their balance sheet was $300-400 billion, let's just say $500 billion to give them some padding. $500 billion, that sounds like a hell of a lot, but that was before the financial crisis. After the financial crisis, with all the quantitative easing and purchase of the toxic mortgages and all that stuff, their balance sheet expanded to $4 trillion. So that's from $500 billion to $4 trillion, that's eightfold. And essentially, as you said, instead of, okay, of course, everyone knows bonds, well, maybe not everyone knows, but bonds, you know, they have an expiration date. They don't go forever. So what they would do, or, you know, whenever they would expire, they would repurchase them. So they would keep their balance the same. It wouldn't roll off over time. But now they're letting them expire and not purchasing more. And that's one of the things they're looking to do. Or essentially trying to offload their balance sheet incrementally, very slowly. I think $10 billion a month the first few months, and then $20 billion a month, slowly ramp it up. And they want to return to more normal levels. That's, you know, if they get to $2 trillion, that'd be a miracle, but then that'd still be four times higher than it used to be. But regardless, they're trying to do that. And the reason they're doing it is it's pretty much just a shell game. It's a lie. It's a bluff, because they want to keep, you know, they're trying to keep up with the Joneses with regard to the other, the euro, the yen, the other currencies. People are starting to realize that maybe the U.S. dollar is a little trashy. So the Fed is doing some lip service, saying they're going to roll off the balance sheet and saying they're going to raise interest rates. They've talked a whole bunch. They've only done a little action, but now it's about the time for proof's in the pudding. So we'll see if they actually continue to raise interest rates and continue to reduce the balance sheet. They're just getting started. I don't think they'll be able to keep it up very long, but we'll see.
So how does that play out with the president that wants a weak dollar that will put a kibosh on foreign inputs and bring manufacturing back to the United States? And could you see an expanding economy of, in, you know, homegrown manufacturing, a resurgence in manufacturing in the United States and exports from the United States at the same time the Fed's, you know, driving, you know, interest rates high and the dollar down?
You know, you could see that, especially if they were not, you know, raising rates into that, and if they were not reducing the balance sheet. But if they continue to do that, again, we'll see if they actually do it, but if they do continue to do that, then that would actually strengthen the dollar relative to the other baskets of currencies. So that would have the opposite effect. But as we've talked about also, currently the U.S. dollar is falling, and there's been comments from Mnuchin and kind of implicitly from Trump and others that they want the dollar to be weak. And so there's like a tug of war. And the thing is, there's not just one party tugging, or, you know, two parties tugging, I guess, versus one another. It's not just a one tug in one direction. There's so many different parties all vying for different things. And yes, the banksters are kind of orchestrating it at the top level, but it's also an absolutely crazy system, one of the most complex things that humans have ever created. So we don't really know what we're doing. Even the Goldman Sachs of the world are flying by the seat of their pants, in my opinion.
Well, it was certainly clear they were last time we had a great financial crisis. So,
yeah, seriously.
Do you think that the banksters have this feeling that they'll get bailed out again? Do you think they'd think Trump would let them get bailed out again?
I think so, to be honest.
Moral hazard.
One thing I'm not a fan about Trump, for sure, is that he's quite cozy with the Wall Street folk. So, not saying he's a bankster himself, per se, but I do definitely think that they would believe he would have their back. And it may not be as easy as last time. There's a lot of angst and understanding. Luckily, a little bit more understanding, hopefully, in the American public. People would be more pissed. But I still feel as if, isn't Trump one of the king of bankruptcies? For better or worse, he's good at it, and he might be able to help out some of the too big to fails. Of course, it's for national security purposes, though.
Yeah, or he could turn around and say, let them fail and put the real fear on them. That's a little bit of a pre-indicator, I would say, that if you heard something from the president along those lines of, no one's getting bailed out, and if people are making bets and derivatives go wild, like one of these volatility-linked minor derivatives this week actually blew up, and it's been said that the trillions of dollars in derivatives, the side markets, the side bets on the main assets are just waiting as a time bomb. If you saw the president come out and say, people that are involved in this level of speculation, this mass institutional bankster trading, if you're on your own, if you suffer these massive losses again, would they play chicken and see if he means it? Because a lot of times when, last time all those things started to blow up, the economy started to tank. But right now with the tax cuts, there may be a little bit of a buffer there. If you heard the president come out and say that those people are on their own, what do you think they'd do?
If he came out and said that, I would be quite happy. And if he does do that, then they would probably be a little scared that he meant it and wasn't just trying to, save face or look tough. But if he actually did come out and say that, and then of course if he actually did that, that'd be awesome. I would give him definitely a few points for that. I don't know. I'm also worried though that we're a little too focused on maybe domestic as well, because even though I talk a lot about how our system is screwed up, I'm almost more worried about Europe's system exploding and or Japan's and that have tearing us apart. We're so interlinked, our banks. And maybe Trump would bail. Let's say the entire European Union went under for whatever reason. There's a lot, trust me. But trust me, the European markets, the European bond market in particular, and their central bank intervention is probably worse than the Fed. If that goes under, starts drawing in U.S. banks, insurance companies, et cetera, into the black hole of debt that's just going to crush the global economy, then I think Trump, with both arms open, would be looking to bail out the quote-unquote American companies, even though a lot of those, like J.P. Morgan, et cetera, are definitely at fault, just as much as the, Credit Suisse or any of the European-type places. So, I don't know. I'm worried about international stuff, actually, as much or more in precipitating financial calamity worldwide this time around.
Yeah, that includes China, which isn't really a market economy in any real way.
Right, true. But it could screw things up. True, though. But you're right, though. It is not a market, but it could screw things up.
Yeah, so we're watching on Patriot Power week to week. Who knows where we're at a week from today? You could get a 2,000 point run up in the Dow Jones and everything is awesome again, or we could be talking about incredibly historic times 7 days from now. It's interesting times to live in.
That's what's so fun about doing this show, and hopefully listening to it as well. Just times evolve, the show evolves with it. great looking back on it. So, all right, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Check out our ad. Check out everything else at go to Patriot Broadcasting within Blog Talk Radio. Check us out. You got the links here as well if you listen on podcasts in the description. And, of course, FutureDanger.com, best place to find all the archives, etc. We'll be back in just a couple.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Bill, deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? By giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
This is the Patriot Power Hour, and this is Future Dan. We are back, February 8th, episode 12. And I am joined by the breaker of banksters, Mr. Ben Cockard himself, purveyor of DethroneTheBankster.com. And we have been covering this market meltdown, the volatility indexes spiking through the roof this week. Where does it go? What does it mean? What does it mean to crypto? What does it mean to your money? What does it mean to your personal situation? And if, as we were talking about last segment, Ben, if we start to see other indicators like hedge funds that can't return, you know, shut down their payments to their investors, and the dollar index spiking even lower, what type of news on the low level around a person's home at home city, hometown, what kind of signs do you think people should be looking out for that says this is more than just a, you know, what Bloomberg says is a correction, just hold and ride it out? When do you start to get nervous, Mr. Cochran?
There's a lot of things that can make me nervous. Maybe I'm just a worry wart. In your own backyard, you can literally look at the market or houses and even commercial real estate near you. I saw a big article today talking about, and heck, this goes perfectly with how we ended last segment, China, one of their major, not hedge funds, but financial institutions or kind of investment arms, shell game, if you want to call it that, is liquidating several high-profile, i.e. Manhattan skyscraper type of real estate investments because they're going under and they need the cash now. And so seeing lots of things going up for sale, but also probably just as importantly or more importantly, not selling, whether it's the home across the street or the, you know, new, heck, in the area here, you know, there is all types of down in Arlington, Virginia. I'm up in Northern Virginia. In Arlington, there's all types of office space that's pretty empty, but they're continuing to put up brand new office space. And yes, the brand new office space is finding tenants because it's so fancy, right? And there is still money here in the D.C. area. But if all of a sudden these brand new skyscrapers, these brand new condos, all those things that were being built aren't being filled, or even construction stops mid-construction because funds have run out or some other issue, those are some real big signs right there.
I'll give our listeners one sign, one indicator that we track at Future Danger per column that are very unique, subtle, won't ever make it to the top of USA Today or your cable news ticker. But if you see them, you know that things are less stable than they appear. In column one, Liberty, and we saw two resignations this week from the Department of Justice and the FBI just today. Some more, of these bureaucrats getting caught up into those text messages that, you know, basically are very incriminating. If you start seeing a large number of senior officials, senior career officials in various departments suddenly resigning left and right, they know something you don't. Pay attention to it. In the security column, there's certain strategic aircraft. If they're airborne, multiple of them at the same time, it means that there's major peer powers like Russia and China doing things near us, and we're never going to know what they did, but we can see when, for example, the EB-4 doomsday plane, the command and control plane, when two or three of those, there's only four of them in existence, if they're up, along with the E-6s, which are E-6Bs, which are the Navy's planes that communicate to the nuclear subs, when you see those aircraft up and about, pay attention. In the economic arena, a very local indicator that would say, you know, things are going bad, it would accompany all your Bloomberg headlines, all your CNBC headlines of crazy stuff happening in different markets and different things starting to crack and creak and fail. But at the local level, more bank trucks, more cash deliveries, more than usual. It means people are withdrawing cash. They may not be telling you, but they may be getting some cash on hand. You see more of those bank trucks, it means that could be subtly happening. And then in column four, as you discussed earlier, when it comes to the flu season, it's been a rough one, but it's not a crisis of any means quite yet. But a very subtle indicator that government agencies pay attention to, and we picked it up and made an indicator ourselves. If you ever talk to someone who works at a hospital and they have children that go to a daycare that's normally at that hospital or know people that do, and they've decided, you know, it's probably the right time to stop bringing the kids to the daycare at the hospital, they may know something about how sick and how widespread it is that we don't yet. There's four indicators at the low level. You can find them on Future Danger that are, you know, local things you can see, signs of the time that you may want to perk up your ears and pay a little bit extra attention to.
Great, man. Just so simple, kind of sounds common sense when you say them, but I don't know if I would have came up with those by myself. So some good advice, a good way to look at that stuff. I think that's what I really like about Future Danger, futuredanger.com, folks. If you're not sure about what the columns are talking about here, it's futuredanger.com, the way it's set out. I just like how, whether it's a very minor green or I guess blue type of incident, or if it's a red text with a black background, absolute SHTF issue, you can go back in the archive, see the trends, see what led to it, go in the unreasonable search and seizure normalized category. You can go back several months and see what perhaps some signs of what was to come with the FBI and the dossier and all the criminality and, you know, going all the way back to Obama and beyond. So, that's what I really do like about futuredanger.com. We do got to get out of here in a couple of minutes. Sorry about that. These shows keep going too fast, man. We might have to do two shows a week someday.
Well, with the amount of news that we're facing, with two of us doing this, it's an ambitious goal in about 42 minutes of segment time to cover it all. But, it's just fascinating to see the direction the world's headed. There were certain periods in the previous president's term where there's a lot of bad news simultaneously and everybody could see it and was worried. Right now we got, the Korean Peninsula, the Olympics are kicking off tonight. And you got North Koreans and South Korean teams competing together. So the potential for war on the peninsula, one would think, would be at an all-time low, where that indicator ran hot all of 2017.
Right.
And, again, we're getting, glimpses of what that tax cut's going to do for the economy. And as I said several episodes ago, it's probably rocket fuel. So you got record low unemployment and record high growth, or not record high, but in recent years, very high levels of growth, while the stock market's basically tanking. Explain these times to me, because I'm as puzzled as the next man.
Hey, we're here to try to analyze, think about it, get people involved, educate, but also educate ourselves. We don't say we have all the answers, but here at Patriot Power Hour, we definitely try our best. So, all right, right before we leave, though, I want to give it out one more time. Well, I guess it's too late for you to call in and win today. But we do have a write-in contest as well. Well, we'll have a call-in next week and beyond to get the winner. But to write in, look us up. Best way to reach out to me, go to dethronethebanksters.com and find all my contact information. But if you're on Twitter, look me up at BanksterBreaker, twitter.com/BanksterBreaker, or just at BanksterBreaker. That's what the kids do, right? Future Dan, best ways to reach out to you. Hey, you can reach out. They can reach out to you and win the prize too.
Absolutely, reach me at FutureDanger6 on Gab and Twitter, and at FutureDangerHeatMap on Facebook.
There we go. All right, folks, another great show down. We'll be back for episode 13 next week. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then? But stay safe. Have a good weekend. We'll be back.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. there's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Like, I mean, paper markets would
have
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-made resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ready-made resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.